Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Con una condición, que me dejes abierto el balcón de tus ojos de gata.
Loco por conocer los secretos de mi dormitorio.
Esa noche canté al piano del amanecer todo mi repertorio.
Los clientes del bar, uno a uno, se fueron marchando.
Tú saliste a cerrar, yo me dije, cuidado chaval, te estás enamorando.
Luego todo pasó, de repente, mi dedo en tu espalda dibujó un corazón.
Y mi mano le correspondió debajo de tu falda.
Caminito al hostal, nos besamos en cada parada.
Era un pueblo con mar, yo quería dormir contigo y tú no querías dormir sola.
Y nos dieron las 10 y las 11, las 12 y la 1 y las 2 y las 3. Y desnudos al anochecer nos encontró la luna.
Nos dijimos adiós, ojalá que volvamos a vernos. El verano acabó, el otoño duró lo que tarda en llegar el invierno.
Y a tu pueblo el azar,
otra vez, el verano siguiente
me llevó y al final del concierto me puse a buscar tu cara entre la gente. Y no hallé quien de ti me dijera
ni media palabra.
Parecía como si nos quisiera gastar el destino una broma macabra.
No había nadie detrás de la barra del otro verano.
Y en lugar de tu bar me encontré una sucursal del Banco Hispanoamericano. Tu memoria vengué a pedradas contra los cristales. Sé que no lo soñé, protestaba mientras me esposaban los municipales. En mi declaración alegué que llevaba 3 copas y empecé esta canción en el cuarto donde aquella vez te quitaba la ropa.
Y nos dieron las 10 y las 11, las 12 y la 1 y las 2 y las 3, y desnudos al anochecer nos encontró la luna. Y nos dieron las 10 y las 11, las 12 y la 1 y las 2 y las 3, y desnudos al anochecer nos encontró la luna.
Y
Si a medianoche por la carretera que te conté, detrás de una gasolinera donde llené, te hacen un guiño esas bombillas azules, rojas y amarillas. Pórtate bien y frena. Y si la Magdalena pide un trago, tú la invitas a ti, que yo los pago.
Acércate a su puerta y llama si te mueres de sed. Si ya no juegas a las damas ni con tu mujer, solo te pido que me escribas contándome si sigue viva la virgen del pecado, la novia de la flor de la saliva, el sexo con amor de los casados.
Con ese corazón tan cinco estrellas que hasta el hijo de un dios, una vez que la vio, se fue con ella y nunca le cobró la Magdalena.
Si estás más solo que la luna, poco vas a perder, brindando a mi salud con una que yo me sé. Y cuando suban las bebidas, el doble de lo que te pidan, dale por sus favores, que en casa de María, de Magdala, las malas compañías son las mejores.
Si tienes grasa en la guantera y un alma que perder, aparca junto a sus caderas de leche y miel. Entre dos curvas redentoras, la más prohibida de las frutas te espera hasta la aurora. La más señora de todas las putas, la más puta de todas las señoras, dueña de un corazón tan cinco estrellas que hasta el hijo de un dios, una vez que la vio, se fue con ella y nunca le cobró la Magdalena.
Otra cosa que pensar en ti, por halagarte y para que se sepa. Tomé papel y lápiz y esparcí las prendas de tu amor sobre la mesa. Buscaba una canción y me perdí en un montón de de palabras gastadas. No hago otra cosa que pensar en ti. Y no se me ocurre nada.
All right, we're going to try right through to the second part of the show with Joaquin Sabina. Fantastic singer, good lyrics, you know. And yeah, as I was saying earlier on about the situation going on around the world, I'm not going to say much, you know, because I think we should watch the, you know, the independent news, you know, or find out. We get more information out of internet than we do on the actual TV news, you know, because BBC obviously bias us, you know what I mean? And you got CNN also really biased, you know. So if you watch the two versions of one item of news, and they're both kind of like different approach to it, you make your own conclusion, you know. And the conclusion is that they're trying to tell us what they want us to know, not what we want to know, you know. That is exactly what it is, you know. And it's been like this for many, 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 many years, you know. The press being manipulated, you know, by the ones in control, with the ones with the money, the ones with the capital. And those are the people who are actually convincing the whole world, you know, that things that they say, things that they show you, the candidates who are campaigning to presidency, which one is the best. And then you get convinced, you know, and then you vote. And then after a few months, you know, you start to realize, you know, that why did I vote for that? You know, I didn't vote for that. And then you start getting really depressed, you know, and under pressure, you know. So think first. Do your little research, you know, before you vote. Don't just listen to one campaigner, you know, because every campaigner, everyone from left, middle, right, you know, nowadays, you know, all they want is votes to be in power and fill their pockets. You know, that's all it is. They don't care about the people. They don't care about them. There were times a long time ago, you know, when politicians actually meant, you know, actually did what they said they were going to do. And the majority kept their promises. But unfortunately, you know, the pressure of the money, the press has been under pressure for so long, man, and utilized, you know, just for the hypnotism, to hypnotize the people, you know, and tell them that what's good and what's not good. You should know what's good and what's not good. You know, you should not go and find out, you know, what is good and what is not. No. You should know. You should read, get informed, you know. And that is why now in many, many countries where the capitalist governments have been elected, unfortunately, you know, the history of the world, history of the countries, you know, they've been wiped out, you know. They don't want you to know that, you know, because you know for a fact, you know, that you're going to find out a lot of the truth there, you know. It's like people who say, oh, communism, communism, communism. Where do you get the idea from? Have you ever lived in a communist system? Have you ever lived in a communist system? I'm not saying that the best of in the world right now, but come on, man, you know, you should actually find out first, you know, before you should make a comment. Lots of people on Facebook, oh, communists there, oh, the communists there, communists there, you know. How many times, you know, have you voted for the right wing, you know, because of your own one communism, you know, and then the right wing, you know, the right ring parties, you know, they disappoint you, you know. For example, right now, Chile, cast. Remember I was telling you about the new president of Chile that took power in, well, about 3-4 weeks ago, a month ago, and he's already put his foot in it, you know. He's already made a mistake. when he said he was going to half his wages, when he got to, he doubled his wages, right? And his ministers, his cabinet, you know, they've all got, been even given a rise, you know, in their wages, you know. And now he wants to cut off completely adult education, you know. Because he said, oh, yeah, when you had your chance, you know, when you were young, you had your chance to study, you know, why didn't you do it? Why are you doing it now, you know? Blah, blah. There are many, 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 many circumstances, you know, that people cannot have done the studies that they should have done when they were young. It's poverty, unemployment, you know, no money to go to school, no money to buy uniform, no money for that. So poverty, right? And because of poverty, some of the people, the young people who should have been in school learning and developing and, you know, going forward, you know, they had to go to work because they didn't have no money in the house to feed themselves, to feed their families. So they were sending the young kids out there to work, yeah? So anyway, they worked, they produced for the family, they kept the family going. You know, and then when they got to a certain age, you know, they realize, you know, that they missed out on all the studies, education, and everything. Well, the socialist government, you know, started with this situation, you know, in 1970, you know, when the president of the Chile, Salvador Allende, with adult education, you know, everyone has got the chance, it's got the opportunity, it's got they must learn. If they want to learn, it's up to them. Okay, some of the people that were being working their asses off for all their young lives, then when they got to a certain time in their lives, they realized, you know, that they couldn't read properly, they couldn't write properly, they didn't know much about this, or not much about that. So they thought, well, okay, man, you know, I'm going to go to work in daytime, produce for my family and get some money to feed my family and pay for the little house that I've got. And then I'm going to educate myself because I would like maybe one day, you know, be able to actually say, okay, I'm gonna leave this job. I'm gonna go to another job. But for that, you need knowledge. You need more education in this time, right? Education, you know, to go to university. So the socialist government was giving chances to all these people to do that. Working daytime, you know, and nighttime. My mother, when, God bless her soul, man, she was so brilliant, man, brilliant socialist member of the Socialist Party, proper socialist, you know. She volunteered. She was a teacher, a primary school teacher in the morning, secondary school teacher in the afternoon. And in the evenings, she was a drama instructor. And she still had time to do night school, you know, adult education. So that is a true socialist. For me, my mother was never, there's not going to be another true socialist, you know, as good as my mother. Apart from Salvador Allende, who tried to save the world, not the world, in fact, sorry, to start with the country and then probably spread the word around the world and save the world. That's what I meant to say. Because his program was to do with the people, with the working people, with the working class, with the poor people, with the people who are deleted from the list of the right-wing capitalist society, you know. They were, you know, push it aside. But Allende, you know, our president took over that. And he said, no way, man. Come here. We'll give you the opportunity to do this, that, and that. And that's how adult education was created in Chile and was promoted, you know. And then all the socialist governments that have been in power, you know, they've had that going, you know. Well, this guy now, right-wing, fascist, coming from an ancestry of Nazism, right? The first thing he did, he said, oh, we're going to cut that down. We're going to save money on that. Most of the teachers, you know, during the socialist government, you know, they were volunteers. The teachers were volunteers to go into evening lessons because they knew that the program of the Socialist Party, socialist government, was the right one to do for the country, for the people, for whoever needed help, whoever needed education, whoever needed to lead to literacy, you know, read and write. So anyway, that's one. This guy, as I said, this guy's been in power for 2-3 weeks, month max, you know, and he's already, I'm sorry about that. Then the student fees, you know, the fares on buses. Students, you know, you produce your student card, you don't pay on buses in Chile. That's always been the tradition, right? This guy wants the kids to pay now. So where do you get the money from? You know, gasoline's gone up, blaming the war in Iran and all that stuff, you know. He took advantage of that situation and he put all the prices up, which means that the prices of food, electricity, or the basic necessities are going to go up. Everything, apart from wages. They said, oh, we have to suffer. We're going to suffer the situation because of the war. We're going to. Who's we? He's not we. He is he. It's not us. He is not us. Because us, as in us, you know, the population, they're going to have the wages still frozen, right? And his wages have gone up already. So there you are. You see what I mean? You see what I'm talking about? You know, politics have been killed, you know, by the minute. You know, when we used to think, oh, politics here, politics. Yeah, maybe, you know, that's what it is. Manu Chao's got a song called Politic Kills. And it's exactly what it's doing right now. Because of politics, because of, you know, the one government don't like the other government, so we're going to boom the crap out of you. And blah, blah, blah. But not every government does that. And we all know who does that. There's no one moment of peace in this world when the United States exists. You know, they're involved in it. Every war that we know of, they've always been there. Now they started a war with Iran. So, and then you got silly governments, you know, like, for example, Milei, you know, from Argentina. So last week, I mean, I cannot stop talking about this guy. Maybe one day I wouldn't realize, you know, that I'm wasting my time talking about this guy because this guy is such a fool, such an ignorant fool, you know. He's an ignorant fool. Not just a fool, ignorant fool, because some presidents, some leaders who act as fools, you know, but you can tell they know, they're clever, they can work it out, you know, they're kind of like, you know what I mean, they're acting, you know, because they know what they're up to, you know, but this guy doesn't know. This guy just speaks of the moment. You know, if he sees a door there, oh, that's a door, that door opens. You know, he doesn't know nothing, you know. All he's doing is right now is creeping up Trump's arse, you know, and saying, oh, yeah, we are going to win the war. We have to fight Iran because Iran is a danger for the world and everything. In Chile, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, nobody feared Iran. What do they fear Iran for? Iran had nothing to do with these countries, you know. Or if they had, it was commercial links, commercial agreements and stuff. You know, no one in South America was thinking that, oh, Iran is our enemy. Ah, we wake up in the morning, oh, yeah, we got to fight against it. No, man, no way, nothing, you know. And this guy, this idiot, I said, ignorant idiot president of the Argentina, Milei, right, just because his leader, his master, you know, Trump and Netanyahu are fighting Iran, oh, he goes for it as well, you know. We're gonna defeat, you know, Iran. You know, I'm gonna send troops. I'm gonna send planes. You know, I'm gonna send, help to you know something, right? I feel sorry for the people in Argentina. Even I feel sorry for the ones who voted for him, because again, you know, ignorance make mistakes. You know, and I know for a fact, you know, that a high percentage of the population, you know, about 60% already realize, you know, that this guy is not good for the country. He's putting the country at risk of retaliation from Iran. Iran said, Iran authorities, they were saying that they never expected, you know, the a country in South America, where the most friendly continent on the planet, you know, towards international relations, right? Somebody was going to come up with that kind of bull crap, you know, that you know, inventing this, and because it's all the creation of the Zionist imperialist capitalist world, you know, that's what it is. You know, they want us to hate Iran. I mean, what have they done? You know, if they got problems, that's internal problems, that's their own problems. You know, you don't want anybody getting involved in your family situation, family issues. No. But because of the bullying that the United States is recognized for, and the bullying that Netanyahu is and his Zionist bunch are recognized for, that is because this guy, he thinks that they're both the most powerful countries in the world, are going to defeat the Iranians, and he's going to be there with Argentina. You know, Argentina now, everywhere he goes, he's got about 200 bodyguards because people are throwing stuff at him from the balconies, from the big buildings, from the streets, from everywhere. They're calling him all sorts of names, you know. And he says, oh, they're all leftists. All these people are leftists. Uh-huh, my friend, you know, the leftists, middle people, right people, right-wing people, that everyone is unhappy with you, okay? And the sooner they get him out of the government, you know, the better for Argentina, the safer. Because the retaliation, you don't mess with Iran. You don't mess with those countries who actually they're defending themselves. They're not attacking anyone going out there to attack. Now they're doing that because they're defending themselves. It's self-defense, right? Everyone has got the right to self-defense. Palestinians have this right to self-defense. They say Israel has got the right to self-defense. Defense from what? From a little boy throwing a stone at a tank? Is that self-defense? You know, you shoot the little boy and then you go to his family and shoot his family too? That's self-defense? No, I'm afraid not, my friend. Anyway, you know, well, this is a subject that we can go on forever. But all I'm saying is, like, you know, let's hope that the prime minister here realizes, you know, that putting the country at risk. I mean, England, Europe, they're suffering wars already. The United States has not suffered no wars. They take part in wars, but they have not suffered wars, if you know what I mean, you know? When you send troops out there, they go, oh, they're killing our troops. But what are they doing in Iran? What are they doing in Syria? What are they doing in Afghanistan? What are they doing outside your country, mate? You know, when they come over to your country and kill your troops there, then complain, right? But you're going out there, man, to kill people that you don't even know, you know? Just because you don't like the color of their skin, you don't like the color of their flag, you know, and also because they're defenseless. You don't attack the ones who actually can defend themselves. You only attack the ones who cannot defend themselves. But this time, you are attacking Iran. And Iran can defend themselves. They know how to defend themselves. The bad situations with wars with Iraq, the bad situations with war with you, the bad situation with wars. So they go experiencing how to defend themselves, right? It's like when you were training Taliban and Al-Qaeda against the Russians in Afghanistan, right? Condoleezza Rice was the representative, you know, for you guys out there, you know. And, they were training the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Oh, they were the best friends of the United States, Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Yeah, you have to fight the Russians because the Russians are the communists and all that stuff, right? The Russians, they thought, well, we're not doing much here, you know. I mean, we're losing out here, you know. Let's get out of here. Because the Russians were invited to go there to protect, you know, and support the government that was in power in Afghanistan, right? which the government in power in Afghanistan at the time didn't like the North Americans. You know, they thought they were enemies. So therefore, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were paid, they were trained, you know, by the United States to go. Anyway, that you should know that story, right? And what happened, you know, when after a while the Americans went in there, you know, and the Russians left, and then the Americans wanted to tell the Taliban, you know, what to do and what not to do. And the Taliban told them, hey, listen, amigo, you know, thanks for your help. And now it's our country and we control our country. Right? The same with Noriega in Panama. So everywhere they go, man, they're like flies, you know, they leave poo-poo behind, you know. So there we are. And now the Argentinian guy, the South American guy, is following the tradition of being crawling up, you know, these people are bums, you know. So you see what I mean? Think before you vote. Think that, you know, your vote should be counted. And we should all vote, but vote right. And if you don't get what you voted for, complain. Then you got the right to complain. But if you don't vote, you got no right to say anything because you kept silent, you kept quiet, you know, when your chance to vote was there. And sometimes, you know, people don't want to vote because they think, oh, yeah, they're all the same. I agree with you. I've been agreeing with you for quite a while right now, you know. There's so much point. So what we have to do right now, you know, is like save something. You know, if not the party, if not the politics, save the planet. You know, I voted green last time. Twice I voted green. And I'm glad I did. You know, I know people say, oh, you're not going to get anywhere. The Greens, you know, a bunch of hippies, you know. Yeah, okay, fair enough. You know, a bunch of hippies, but we don't fight. We don't walk. We don't agree with war. We don't agree with people living in the streets, you know. We don't agree with unemployment. We don't agree with people killing the environment. And we don't agree with a lot of stuff, you know. And we do quite a lot of stuff, you know, for those people who actually need the help. We don't put them down, you know. We lift them. We pick them up, you know. And this is what it should be, you know. Instead of going around the world, you know, like the United States, you know, killing people, creating wars, and, you know, just because of oil, man, that man, you, man, Trumpy, you're going to die, man. You're going to die. Stop killing the people. Stop taking everyone with you, you know. Save the world, man. Be remembered once you go. Be remembered, you know, for what a good guy you were. You keep saying you're a good guy. You keep saying you're a friendly guy. You keep saying that you love everyone. But you don't show in it. You talk. You talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk, man. Okay, let's play some more music for you, amigos, amigas. This is Inti Illimani, Chilean folk at its best.
Thank you. Vuelvo a casa, vuelvo compañera. Vuelvo mar, montaña, vuelvo puerto. Vuelvo sur, saludo mi desierto. Vuelvo a renacer, amado pueblo. Vuelvo, amor, vuelvo a saciar mi sed de ti.
Siglos los yanaconas le entregaron las llaves de la corona. Durante largos siglos fue ensangrentando el suelo de los pueblos que iba violando, perforando las tierras de la labranza, para escarbar el oro de la templanza. Se limpió las dos manos con mi bandera y no faltó en mi patria quien aplaudiera. Porque hay desventurados que por migajas pesan la bota sucia que los ultraja. Del extranjero y otros que se solazan por mil dinares entregando su pueblo a los militares. Un paredón exijo con cal y canto para que el pueblo juzgue de tanto en tanto mientras llega la aurora tarde o temprano, justiciando el dolor indoamericano. Llegó otra vez volando el cuervo insaciable, trayéndonos su sombra interminable. Pero no está lejano el día inclemente en que nos levantemos contra los sables para anunciar la aurora del continente.
Algo de lo que te ocurrió ayer, ya sé que no te importa, te llueve por la noche, camina todo el día y vas en busca de tu ser. En tus labios brilla una sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser. Sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tú tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser. Sigue luchando tú y podrás lograr al fin tu ser.
Me dijiste que lo nuestro era un fracaso. Me dejé yo convencer por tus palabras. Me invitaste a destruir lo compartido. Quise entonces yo partir en un viaje hacia el olvido. No costó cerrar la puerta y alejarse. Llegué pronto a la estación que siempre espera. Vi los rostros de dolor que me llamaban y quedé clavado allí con el alma encadenada. El tren hacia el olvido ya partió, mas yo he quedado aquí en la estación. Guardaba en mi imagen la ilusión. Que aunque mucho hemos sufrido y sufriremos, queda tanto por salvar y te juro que lo haremos. Y seguiré cuidando nuestro amor. Y seguiré cuidando los recuerdos. La 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 la.
Yo no quiero ir a la guerra. Oh, no, 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 no. Porque la guerra nos da pena. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero. Come on, come on. Conciencia mental, envían a mil hombres a combatir y los liquidan con un la paz ni la encontrarán. Ríos de sangre y de frustración corren por la historia de Babilón. Pueblos hermanos que luchan entre sí, matándose en nombre de su Dios. Olvidan y olvidan la divina unión, despidiendo la segregación.
Okay, amigos, amigos, now we're coming to the end of the show, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next week, because next week I'll be back. Yes, amigos, amigos, thank you very much for all the texts, you know, that I received today, and yeah, man, be safe, be friendly, be sociable, be charitable, be supportive of the Palestinian struggle. Please, please love one another and free Palestine.
Thank you.